This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News. Steve and Ted, I'm Steve McIntosh. Israel is on high alert after a rocket attack from Lebanon. We have the story.
Biden and Harris hit the campaign trail together. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A man died this weekend north of Wichita when he was hit by a semi. That story is ahead.
Israel is on high alert as it anticipates an attack from Iran. Fox's Alex Hogan is in Tel Aviv with the latest.
Despite the fact that there are negotiations that are supposed to take place on Thursday, Hamas says it might not be going back to the negotiation table and instead is calling for a plan drawn up based on previous talks. All of this comes after there was this Israeli strike on a school in Gaza that the IDF says was being used as a Hamas command center, and that local officials say at least 80 people are dead. The IDF, however, says that it killed 19 members of Hamas in that attack. Now, on top of that, in Khan Yunis, the Israeli military destroyed two buildings that it claims Hamas militants were using to launch rockets from and ordered the mass evacuation of civilians from that southern part of Gaza.
Israel's evacuation orders in Gaza include part of an Israeli-declared humanitarian zone, which Israel's military says rockets had been fired from. Israel accuses Hamas and other militants of hiding and attacking among civilians.
President Biden set to hit the campaign trail with Vice President Kamala Harris. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House with the details.
He plans to hit the campaign trail with Vice President Harris on Thursday. He doesn't have to go far, just going to PG County, Maryland, just outside the nation's capital, to do that rally. So he doesn't have to go very far. Now, Nancy Pelosi admitted she helped pressure President Biden to drop out of the race. President Biden also admitted age played a role in his decision to quit. President Biden remains at his home in Rehoboth Beach. The White House says he will return here to the White House, which is an indication that any potential attack from Iran against Israel, large-scale attack, is not imminent.
Former Speaker Pelosi has said that she and the president have not spoken since he dropped out of the presidential race.
An Overland Park man is dead after he was hit by a semi-truck in Harvey County Saturday afternoon.
The incident happened just after 3:20 p.m. in the northbound lanes of I-135 at milepost 24. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a vehicle was parked on the right shoulder of the interstate with a man standing in front of it. Due to heavy traffic, the semi was unable to move over to the left lane to pass the stationary vehicle. As the semi drove by, the man ran into the roadway and was struck by the right front corner of the semi. 44-year-old Richard Hall was pronounced dead at the scene. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Two people were hospitalized after a motorcycle crash in Park City yesterday near I-135 and 101st Street North. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports motorcycle pulling a small fiberglass trailer was southbound on I-135 when its rear tire blew, causing the driver to lose control. Both the driver and passenger were thrown from the motorcycle. The driver, a 49-year-old man from Oklahoma, suffered minor injuries. The passenger, a 46-year-old woman from Montana, had serious injuries.
The price of gasoline is going down again, with the price of regular unleaded dropping 6 cents in the past 2 weeks for a nationwide average of $3.53. Prices are also 37 cents lower than this time last year. Analyst Trilby Lundberg explains why prices are down this time around.
Usually it is oil that is causing an important change in gasoline, but not in this case. Oil ended up just about at the same spot it was at 2 weeks prior. Instead, it was a correction of supply in the Midwest region after a refinery, which had been down from bad weather, came mostly back up.
Lundberg also says good production levels and stock levels led to the decrease in price. KNSS News Time, now 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Another big series looms for the Kansas City Royals. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
Northeastern U.S. dealing with Debbie's aftermath. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. The weather system dubbed Debbie isn't quite done affecting parts of the U.S. After arriving in Florida as a hurricane August 5th, the storm spent nearly a week unleashing tornadoes and flooding, damaging homes and taking lives along the East Coast before moving into Canada Saturday. While many rivers had receded by Sunday, flood warnings remained in effect in several areas across central and eastern North Carolina, where more thunderstorms were possible over the next few days. And the National Weather Service says localized downpours could result in additional flash flooding throughout the coastal Carolinas. More than 48,000 homes and businesses in Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, and Vermont still had no electricity Sunday.
A senior Palestinian is in Russia today.
Mahmoud Abbas is the president of the Palestinian Authority, the main governing body for Palestinians in the West Bank. He's in Russia to discuss the ongoing Middle East crisis with President Vladimir Putin. Abbas leads Fatah, a bitter rival of Hamas, but he's condemned the killing of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh as a cowardly act by Israel intended to prolong the war in Gaza. The White House believes the PA should have a major role in Gaza once the war ends, but only when it stamps out corruption and improves transparency. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to continue to fully fund the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Senator Schumer says he will make every effort to block a proposal to cut the CDC's budget. A House committee advanced a measure on a party-line vote that would slash nearly $2 billion of CDC money. Senator Schumer said Sunday he doesn't want the agency to be concerned.
I'm here telling the CDC, keep going. We're not going to let them cut you. Don't start presuming you're going to get cuts and cut back.
In addition to many health threats the CDC monitors, Senator Schumer specifically mentioned a current listeria outbreak linked to deli meat the agency is watching. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Tesla has stopped taking orders for the cheapest model of its Cybertruck electric pickup.
Elon Musk said last fall that Tesla had 1 million reservations for the $61,000 Cybertruck. But now its $100,000 version is the cheapest model available for order on the automaker's website. Analysts say that Tesla's move shows that demand is a lot less than originally thought. Consumers and investors have been closely watching the supply and demand of Tesla's Cybertruck after Musk invested heavily in the EV truck line in recent years with the goal of producing 200,000 annually. Deliveries of the Cybertruck, which features a trapezoidal exterior design that was inspired by the movie Blade Runner, as well as a stainless steel body, began in November of 2023 after years of delay and a difficult production ramp-up. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
7:11 now, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock at KNSS.
Right now in traffic, well, the traffic volumes are starting to get pretty heavy out there. Starting to really see some heavier traffic on the roadways. And just watch out, we've got some of those regular normal areas starting to slow down a little bit. Northbound I-235 approaching the North Junction there at I-135. Otherwise, things looking pretty good out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
Great. It's Monday morning and we're here.
Yeah, starting off a new week out there with some fairly quiet conditions. We did have some downpours rolling through the Wichita area a few hours ago. After that came through, though, not really seeing much rainfall since then. And as we go through the rest of the day, there's only going to be around a 10% chance, much better chance that we actually stay dry out there. Mostly to partly cloudy skies. So even though it's pretty cloudy out there right now, should be able to see some sun break free from the clouds a little bit closer towards our afternoon hours. 90 degrees for the high. Big difference, big change compared to a couple of days ago. Saturday was cloudy, cool, damp at times. So we'll start to return to the 90s today. And once we do, that's where we'll likely stay through the rest of the week. There's going to be a slightly better chance of having a few passing showers and thunderstorms as a complex rolls through late tonight, heading into early Tuesday. And after that, as we go through our Tuesday, tomorrow's rain chance mainly going to be during those early morning hours. After that, the rest of the day should be pretty dry. High of 93 for our Tuesday afternoon. Another chance that we maybe see a little bit of rainfall late Tuesday night. That's not looking likely right now, though. 10% chance on Wednesday. High of 99, getting close to that century mark again during the middle of the week. 93 Thursday, 94 on Friday. And as we go through the rest of the work week, there's still going to be a small small chance that we maybe have a couple of showers or thunderstorms out there. Dry over the weekend with toasty temps, 96 on Saturday, 97 on Sunday. So hopefully you did enjoy those cloudy, cool conditions a couple of days ago, because looks like it's back to reality here pretty soon. Right now we're at 72 degrees with those mostly cloudy skies and a light southeast breeze at 7 miles an hour.
All right. Thank you, Ronnell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve at 10 in the morning here on Monday, 7:14, now 14 minutes past 7 o'clock. And this is the 12th day of August. On this date in 1985, the world's worst single aircraft disaster occurred as a crippled Japan Airlines Boeing 747 on a domestic flight crashed into a mountain, killing 520 people. Four passengers survived, just four. And, of course, people look at that and say, wow, this must be dangerous. Well, but that's one in many, many possibilities, because those planes are up there by the thousands every day. And, frankly, I think they do a pretty good safety record. But 525, they must have been smashing that thing head-on just as
fast. Was that a bad weather?
I guess so. It says the airplane was crippled, so... Okay. Maybe they had some engine problems. As you mentioned earlier this morning, I'll follow up a little bit on that. The Basketball Hall of Famer Lynette Woodard celebrating her 65th birthday today. She is a treasure here in Wichita. Graduate of North High School, as you said, KU. Played basketball there. Played for the Harlem. First woman to play for the Harlem Globetrotters. And she's having a birthday. She's 65 years old today. Today, as I said, the 12th of August. On this date in... temperature yesterday, the high was 81 degrees. Normal high is 92. And we had some spotty showers around the Wichita area. On this date in 19...
What was the day the temperature only got up to 77, either Friday or Saturday? Saturday.
Maybe it was Saturday.
And they said that's usually the high temperature on September 28th. Hmm. So we're like a month and a half ahead of schedule on that one. That's felt pretty good.
Well, Friday... Shelly got a call from our grandson, Nolan, our oldest grandson, and he had a day off, and he called his grandmother and asked if there's anything he needed to do to help her or whatever, hang out. She said, no, not really. And when I got home, I said, why don't you see if he wants to go out to dinner with us? We haven't been around, you know, had Nolan out. So we all went to the Bella Luna, the three of us.
Very nice.
Had a terrific meal. I really liked their mushroom soup. But then after that, we'd been invited down to Derby to my son Scott and my other grandson Reese. We're down there. We went out on his deck and had a cigar and a beverage, and it was starting to get cool.
I know.
I mean, yeah. We say, "Whoa, this is strange. Let's put something on."
Yeah, I went out for a walk. I said, "I'm not going to need this sweatshirt." And then about 30 seconds in, I was like, "I need this sweatshirt. It's cool out here."
Do you know how much that means to me is? To spend 2 hours just sitting there with two of my grandsons and my son, shooting the breeze.
That's great. Oh, great quality time. You'll never regret.
No kidding. And all four of us just thoroughly enjoyed it. But had a good night there Friday. 7:17 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for us to take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we got Major League Baseball on tap. The Kansas City Royals had a very rare off day on Sunday, but now they get back at it on the road this week. First stop, Minnesota. Not a good place for the Royals recently. They're visiting the Minnesota Twins, their division rival. Both are competing for a playoff spot right now with 44 games to go. The Royals with a 2.5-game lead over the Seattle Mariners for a wild card spot in the American League. It's a 3-game series between the Royals and the Twins. The Royals have lost 16 of their last 18 road games at Minnesota. So we'll try to turn that around. 6:30 tonight, the Royals and the Twins, and that is live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Be sure to listen to that. Minor League Baseball, it was a good week on the road for the Wichita Wind Surge, taking on the bottom team in the Texas League, the Corpus Christi Hooks at Whataburger Field. 2,900 fans at the game yesterday. Final score, Wichita 10, Corpus Christi 1. Wichita designated hitter Andrew Corsetti with 2 home runs on the day, as Wichita had 6 pitchers combined on a 4-hitter. Wichita takes 4 out of 6 in the series, and the Wind Surge has won 6 of its last 9 overall. An off day today for the Wind Surge. Coming back, it's a home week coming up at Riverfront Stadium for Wichita starting tomorrow. Go back to Major League Baseball. The bottom team in the National League is the Colorado Rockies in Denver yesterday, hosting the Atlanta Braves. Braves had an 8-2 lead in the eighth inning. Then the Rockies scored 7 runs in the bottom of the eighth and came back and beat the Braves 9-8, taking 2 out of 3 from Atlanta. Starting in left field for the Rockies, former Wichita State Shocker Sam Hilliard. He was 3-for-4 at the plate and scored a run in that eighth inning. Sam Hilliard with a 5.45 batting average in the last week. 3-for-4 yesterday. Rockies took 2 out of 3 from Atlanta with that big rally in the bottom of the eighth there. All right, we are done with the Summer Olympics in Paris.
The United States women's basketball team survived France 67-66 in the gold medal game Sunday, their 61st straight Olympic win and 8th straight gold medal, pulling the United States even with China for the most gold medals in the Paris Games with 40. The U.S. won the overall medal count handily, 126-91 over China. Elsewhere, the U.S. men's water polo team beat Hungary in a shootout to claim the bronze medal, snapping a 16-year medal drought. The women's volleyball team had to settle for silver, losing in 3 straight games to Italy in the gold medal match. In cycling, Jennifer Valente of the U.S. got her 2nd straight gold in the women's omnium. And in wrestling, American Kennedy Blades got silver in the women's 76-kilogram freestyle. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
And how would you like to go see the Wichita Wind Surge in style? There's only 18 home games left in the season for Wichita. That means 3 home weeks remain, including this one right here. Hey, would you like to go? Courtesy of Homeland Construction Services for a great prize package. You get your own table for 4 on the concourse. You get all the free food and drink you want upstairs. And you get to park right by the door in the Maple Street lot. It's all free. Parking for free. Food and drink for free, and your own table for 4.
Wow.
Concourse for
free.
Can't
beat that.
That's a $175 value.
Sure is.
And it's all very nice and courtesy of Homeland Construction Services. How do you win these tickets for select weeknight games? Well, here's what you do. You go to our webpage, knssradio.com. You click on Contest. Then you click on the Wind Surge Loge Box Contest link. You fill out the entry form and hit Submit. Doesn't take very long at all.
That's
it. Hey, maybe you could be a winner for this great prize package to go see the Wind Surge in style. It's all courtesy of Homeland Construction Services.
7:21 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. Your health has a new enemy, microplastics.
Uh-oh.
That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 71 degrees here on this Monday morning. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran tells KNSS News he wants answers to questions about the future of Boeing aircraft in Wichita. Boeing is reacquiring Spirit AeroSystems for $8.3 billion. Senator Moran says Boeing's new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, and Chairman of the Board, Steve Mollenkopf, are coming to Wichita today.
We're going to spend some time at Spirit talking to employees, some time with community leaders, and then I want them to see and hear about NIAR and Sherry Utash's Wichita Tech, Wichita State University Tech, and we're going to do that at NCAT. So we're going to make some hopefully some friends, but mostly we want to hear what they have in mind for how they're going to treat Spirit employees and how they're going to treat Kansas and Wichita.
Spirit, of course, Wichita's largest employer.
Republicans are painting the Democratic vice presidential pick, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, as too liberal. But one red state governor says he can reach his opponents.
Kansas is a state that leans Republican, yet its governor, Laura Kelly, is a Democrat who has been elected twice to lead the state. On CBS Face the Nation, Governor Kelly said one should not forget that Governor Walz has won over Republicans in the past.
He represented in Congress for 12 years a very red section of Minnesota. So he understands rural Minnesota. He understands rural America.
Governor Kelly says she also believes Democrats' focus on abortion rights will resonate in Kansas, which voted to keep the procedure legal in 2022. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment issued a boil water advisory for Butler County, Rural Water District 3, and the city of Cassoday. Public water supply systems in Butler County. Officials issued the advisory because of a broken water line resulting in low pressure in the distribution system, which may put the system at risk for bacterial contamination. Now, the KDHE says customers should observe precautions like boiling water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation, or use bottled water. They remind customers to dispose of ice cubes and do not use ice from a household automatic ice maker.
TikTok will soon be no more on government-owned phones. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer explains.
The Chinese-based app has to be deleted off all phones managed by the House of Representatives, and that is going to be by this Thursday. The federal government claims the app poses national security risks. Other apps owned by the tech company ByteDance have also have to be deleted. TikTok is currently suing to block a U.S. lawsuit that could force a nationwide ban of the app.
And the app would be banned if its parent company, China-based ByteDance, does not sell the app.
Even though he's no longer in the running for re-election, President Joe Biden will be making appearances this week.
President Biden and the First Lady head to New Orleans Tuesday. They'll be speaking at a Biden Cancer Moonshot event. The moonshot's a national effort to end cancer as we know it. For Thursday, the president and the likely Democratic presidential nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, head to the suburbs of D.C. in Prince George's County, Maryland, to talk about what they say is progress on lowering costs for Americans. Friday, the president heads to Camp David for the weekend. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
And on the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Some shower and storm chances stick around into the start of the new week. For our Monday, though, only a 10% chance, mostly to partly cloudy skies and a warmer afternoon as we get up to a high of 90 degrees. A southeast breeze going to be light, switching out of the east at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronan Williams.
Now, cloudy skies, 71 degrees, south wind at 6 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:33 here on this Monday morning with Steve and Ted. Time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu is with us this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Do you guys have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we glad it wasn't 104 degrees. It's pretty nice.
It's pretty pleasant out, wasn't it?
I know. Yeah. I think all the folks that decided to do a rain dance of some sort helped us, and so I really am appreciative that we now have some moisture on our grass and on our plants, and also nice cooler weather.
Yeah, and a little bit more now. We need some more for Philipet Reservoir out there, right?
Yes, we do. We really need targeted rain over in Cheney. As much as we like it here in Wichita, what will help us with this drought, and unfortunately, again, we're still in stage two, will be if Cheney continues to have increases in water, and the only way to do that is with rain.
Today, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran is bringing or has invited to town the Boeing CEO and the Boeing new CEO and chairman to come and look over Spirit and see our city and what it's all about. Are you going to be part of that tour today, Mayor?
I am this morning. After this meeting, I have another, and then I'll be headed to Spirit AeroSystems and having the opportunity to really share our story. I think that it's important for folks that have not been to Wichita or are not too familiar with Wichita get the opportunity to engage with not just the mayor, but the chairman of the county, also leaders from different sectors. So I think that we will have a good showing. Wichita is really the air capital of the world. And when we were in Farnborough, I know that folks know about our history, but we need to continue sharing our story in order for us to move forward.
I think you make a good representative, you and Ryan Beatty and, of course, Senator Moran. You folks know how to tell the story. So good luck to you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay, we got a meeting coming up tomorrow. And, of course, last week you met in the evening. But tomorrow we're going back to the morning show there for you. One of the things you're going to talk about is an ethics ordinance. Tell me about that. Do we now just have like a code of conduct or something? And you're talking about something legal. What's going on there?
Sure. So this was something that was initiated during the last leadership, and now it's coming back to being codified into an ordinance. So there's an ethics advisory board. They want to remove their name from advisory to simply the ethics board. So they would be the ones that would look at these complaints. And over the years, we have had complaints, but only, I believe, one that was substantiated. And so we're going to hear from staff regarding that ethics ordinance. It basically really clarifies that anything over $50 needs to be reported, and anything over $150 cannot be accepted. And then with some reasonable steps to inform all relatives regarding the ordinance. And this, again, will help with the board. This board will also have, obviously, some duties of determining what is going to require some consequences. So they will require a background check prior to being appointed to the ethics board. So again, there are only several boards in the city that require background checks. This is one of them. The other one is the Diversity, Inclusion, and Civil Rights Advisory Board. So we really want an opportunity for community to tell us that this is something that they want as part of their ordinance.
So you're talking about 50 and 150, you're talking about the value of a gift there or something that's offered to somebody?
Yes, okay. Correct, a gift.
All right. How about, do you want to talk about the police and the animal services procedure? What's that about?
Yes, so we've had a lot of community emails regarding animal services. And so the advisory board that was met over the years, specifically in 2023, developed some recommendations for procedures and ordinances. So in April of this year, the police department presented those recommendations to the council at a workshop. And among some of the things that are highlights in this new recommendation are increased fines for dogs that have bitten someone for the first time. It will increase to $500 a fine. Second offense, $1,000, and a third offense, $2,500 fine. And then some other things that we want to do are simplify the pet licensing prices. So for dogs that are spayed dogs and cats spayed and neutered, the licensing would be $15, but it would be $50 for those that are not. So again, we're trying to cost recover as well, but also help individuals be responsible pet owners. And allowing only three dogs, three cats per household, and an animal maintenance permit will be required for four animals.
Okay.
So all of these licensing provisions would not take effect until January 1st of next year. So we want to hear from community. This is the whole point. We want to hear from our community. Be civically engaged. Come out to city council. You can address this specific topic. We're also going to continue the second budget conversation or second public hearing on the budget. So people can also come and talk to us about that. So there will be plenty of opportunity for people to speak up. And we've never seen this much engagement like this, especially over the weekend, regarding some of the major topics that people want to talk about, parks, parking. So again, come out to City Council. City Council meets every Tuesday at 9 a.m.
All right.
And well, speaking of Wichita and a virtual public furor over the weekend because of the news about paid parking starting in Wichita downtown next year, that, boy, I just couldn't get away from that this weekend, and people are in an uproar.
Yes, unfortunately, we have had a lot of deferred maintenance, and that is something that I'm going to focus on. I have said that we have assets in our community that our number one thing should be maintaining. And so we're going to, anytime we as a government try to expand or add to the system, whatever it may be, whether it's a building, whether it's any other asset, we must ask, what are the real ongoing costs for maintenance? And that has to be part of the conversation, not just building something, but what will be the ongoing cost? Just like you have a car, you need oil changes. Just like you have a home, you need the roof replaced. So these are things that we have to have top of mind when we have conversations about adding or expanding.
All right. Yeah. I would like to park right next to the building when everything. And I don't like to pay. Is that being unreasonable?
I think it probably is.
All right.
Without paid parking, the city's general fund would have to be forced to subsidize that downtown parking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And as you know, that is property taxes, and that could mean higher taxes for everyone, something I definitely want to avoid.
The old property tax, right. What about, how do you think, it's too early to tell, I know, but you think people are cooperating on the water conservation so far?
I think it helped. Just as a reminder, this weekend, we weren't supposed to be watering Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, but thanks to the rain, I think people did abide by that. And so I hope that we continue to get more rain, but also remind your neighbors, not everyone gets their news on TV or on radio. Some don't even get those types of opportunities to learn about what's going on in the city. So as a good neighbor, you can share the news to your friends, to those who live in your neighborhood. And this is a really great segue, because tomorrow is Neighborhood Night Out in Wichita. So this is an opportunity for you to go and meet your neighbors. Even if you don't have a cookout or a ice cream social with your neighbors tomorrow night, go out and knock on some of the doors in your own neighborhood and just introduce yourself. I think a lot of times we have issues because we don't know who our neighbors are. And if we just introduce ourselves and let them get to know us and we get to know them, we would also help solve some of the little problems that then become bigger problems.
You had a good point there. And as a person who has worked in the media, you know, it surprises us sometimes, those who work in the media, that there are people out there that never read a newspaper, never see a TV newscast, never see anything on radio. I don't know how they exist, but they just, you got to get to them somehow, I guess. Try to get the word out.
Yeah, they're all Wichitans too. So we want to help them understand what's going on in the community and help one another out, get that information.
All right. Thank you for being with us as always. And we will check with you again next week. That's Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Lily Wu, with Steve at 10 in the morning here. And coming up, Ted, we got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Wichita is tops in rent value per square foot. I mean, of everywhere. We're number one. We'll tell you about that
coming up.
Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 648 on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
National gasoline prices dropped 6 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks.
Two.
Pedestrian from Overland Park killed when hit by a truck in Harvey County.
One.
Boeing top executives visit Wichita in advance of Boeing reacquiring Spirit Aerosystems. Three big things. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Seeing some spots of heavy traffic here and there, looking at those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras. Northbound K-15 right around 47th Street North. Pretty heavy traffic right there. And, of course, northbound I-235 approaching Broadway and that road construction. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Two locations, downtown at Market and Waterman and 47th Street South and Broadway in the former Kmart building. You can see it all at carlstire.com. Carl's Goodyear is your home for complete car care.
Yeah, we have a 20% chance for morning rain, then mostly sunny today with a high of 89 degrees. 60% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 70. And on Tuesday, 30% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 92 degrees. Now a cloudy sky. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour and 71 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hatman Jack still has a great selection of hats to finish out the summer. Hot weather will be with us for a while, and the right hat can keep you cool. Hatman Jack's will make sure you're protected from the sun's rays. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. One ride-sharing app may soon keep your fares the same during rush hour traffic.
Fox on Tech.
You might have a way of beating that rideshare surge pricing, but it is going to cost you.
Surge pricing is when those ride-hail apps raise their prices due to increased demand or decreased availability. It is a common thing during rush hours, usually intended to keep demand in check with the service's supply. But Lyft, the popular rideshare service whose CEO has never been a fan of the peak hour pricing scheme, which they call prime time, that they were forced to adopt, now has something new to bring the fares lower, but it will still cost the rider something. Lyft calls it Price Lock, and a rider on Lyft can subscribe for less than $5 a month, and that will keep fares much lower during those peak hours, the company says. Price Lock is different than Lyft's pink service tier, but it will cap prices for specific routes at specific times, and hopefully save you something. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
At a positive close on Wall Street Friday as investors await big reports on the economy this week.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher for the day but lower for the week, with both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 looking at a fourth straight week of declines. This week was the most volatile of the year on Wall Street after a disappointing July jobs report last week fueled concerns about a slowing economy. Eli Lilly stock rose 5% after many Wall Street firms raised the price of its shares after the pharma giant delivered a blockbuster earnings report. In addition, Morgan Stanley also made the stock a top pick. The Dow winners, Apple, Microsoft, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Amgen. The Dow rising 51 points, the NASDAQ higher by 85, S&P 500 up 25. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. While apartment rents have been on the rise locally, renters can still get more for their dollar in Wichita than any other large U.S. metro. That's according to a new Rent Cafe study, which found that a monthly budget of $1,500 for an apartment does provide an average of more than 1,300 square feet in Wichita, and that is tops among the 100 biggest cities in the country. Third straight year, Wichita has led the list from the National Apartment Search website. For comparison, that same monthly rent would only get you 228 square feet in Manhattan, New York, according to the report. As it did last year, Toledo, Ohio, came in right behind Wichita at number two. In Toledo, if you have $1,500 a month, you can get 1,345 square feet, just a little bit below Wichita on average.
A Wichita developer is set to break ground on a housing development in Mays. Schellenberg Development will begin building Oakmont, a 40-acre residential development on the east side of 119th Street West between 37th and 45th Street North, directly south of Eagle's Nest. The development will have 99 single-family housing lots, said residential development manager Dylan Schellenberg. Marv Schellenberg, founder and president of Schellenberg Development, said the project is focused on entry-level housing with prices starting at $225,000. That's business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Ted, today is National Middle Child Day. Many believe the birth order plays a pivotal role in the personalities of children. For example, the middle child syndrome describes the firstborn as the leader and the role player. Meanwhile, the youngest one earns the title of baby of the family. Therefore, the middle child's role remains undefined, according to this. Now, we both come from larger. Well, I have four kids in my family. You had four.
Mm-hmm.
You were the first. So,
I'm the oldest.
So you were in charge. You were large and in charge, right?
Yeah. I'd say that rings true.
Yeah, I would think so. That's the same way with my older brother Don. He wound up being an Army officer, an Air Force officer. So, yeah. And then the baby, you take care of the baby, right? The last one was Ann was your baby, right?
Yeah, the last one of the four. And my brother Ned was the last boy of the three.
So. Okay. So, I don't know. I've been a middle child. Shelley and I are both middle child. I'm three of four, and she's three of six. So, we kind of compare notes on this guy. I think middle kids, in our estimation, really look to be treated fairly in almost everything.
Yes, it seems, that has always been a
seems like that's a middle child
issue,
thing.
Yes.
And anyway, I don't know how much stock to put in it, but this is National Middle Child Day, and I'm going to celebrate by just, I don't know, I won't celebrate anything. All right, big weekend for you. What happened? Anything exciting in your weekend there, Ted?
No, I watched the Olympics. I watched. I got up at 1 in the morning and watched the men's marathon on Saturday, and 1 in the morning and watched the women's marathon yesterday, and I watched the closing ceremony yesterday afternoon.
The Olympics, I think Paris and France took it off, but did pretty well with that. And so it looks like everybody's pretty well pleased with what happened. And the U.S. Got the top in gold, number of gold medals, right?
So, tied with China for gold.
All right. So in 2028, we will be having the Olympics in Los Angeles
right California. Here in the United States right. in 4 years. Yeah.
Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. We have the latest on Israel anticipating an attack from Iran. Ted has sports coming up.
Yeah, once again, we begin another week of live daily training camp updates with the Kansas City Chiefs from St. Joseph, Missouri, with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. We got Mitch in 20 minutes.
Plus, we'll have entertainment news. The Blur is on the way.
Yeah, all your entertainment news coming out of the weekend. That'll be in the Blur at 8:35 this morning.
And we have back-to-work traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.